We like to touch base with our local municipalities on a monthly basis. City of Kemmer is scheduled for today, and Administrator Brian Muir live over the phone this morning. Brian, good morning to you.
Good morning. How are you?
Hey, fantastic. Not so bad so far today. I appreciate your time. And, well, what's the update from Kemmer? I think first off, Brian, we got to give a shout out to your city crews on the roads. Last week was something else, I tell you what. And, it's not an easy task to do what they do.
Yes. We even have, people whose cars were drifted under. It was pretty, along with the, some really intense snowfall, there was some intense wind that drifted things, and our crews are still working on cleaning it up, and they've done a fantastic job.
Just countless hours, a lot of time spent on that, of course.
Yes. Yeah, it's actually, I was told by some that it's probably, this winter's so far is probably one of the, snowiest winters in the last 15 years. I don't know.
Yeah.
What the actual measurements are, but here it is pretty intense. But it looks like we got some sunshine come today. Hope we'll melt some of this snow and we'll be on our way.
Again with Brian Muir this morning, administrator for the city of Kemmer. Brian, what else has been going on with the city of Kemmer in the last since we talked?
Well, on the 28th. Of January, we actually had a public hearing here with the Public Service Commission meeting where, talking about the investigation of Rocky Mountain Power's IRP, and it was very well attended. We even had a lot of people from Cokeville, come down and make some comments because this has an impact on them and the rest of the county as well. There were over 200 people present. Many of them were coal miners who were going to be affected by this, and there were really some interesting comments that people made that I learned a lot of new things that I didn't know about energy and the impact. The one interesting thing is it's got a great impact on farmers when these we're thinking that what's going to happen if we get away from coal, the power rates are going to go up and it's going to make it more difficult for them to be able to make it affordable to farm and ranch. So really important comments. Also, there was a lot of comments about the windmills. One thing that was interesting is, Rocky Mountain Power is trying to kind of portray it as windmills being some kind of a solution economically for the state of Wyoming. And well, actually, one of the challenges to that is reclaiming those windmills. Once, we've noticed that, they have a limited life. Who's going to pay for reclaiming those? And it's not going to be Rocky Mountain Power, according to the IRP. In my discussions with them, they're counting on someone else to pick that up. Really important discussions. Most of them were against the IRP. And we're glad to have that support. All along with that, the governor recently, in his State of the State address, talked about how he's got the back of coal miners in the state, and the leader of the coal mine here, that Rob Pipo, was there at the State of the State and was given a little bit of a standing ovation on behalf of all the coal miners in this state. So we anticipate that this is going to be a long process, but we're going to keep doing everything we can to preserve these jobs and look at different ways of making coal work. So,
Brian, we had a chance to catch up with Senator Baldwin following the public comment meeting that you were referencing, and he talked about what the next step and the commission now taking those comments back and to kind of reevaluate their investigation. What do you see as the next step now? There was a big push and a great turnout, like you said, for that meeting, and a big push to get people there. Now people have gone. People have voiced their concerns. And now what? Is it out of the public's hands? Is there more that can be done?
Actually, I think they still have time to make comments. If they didn't get a chance to do so, you can go up to the Wyoming Public Service Commission's website. I think you have until April 14th or 15th to make public comments. It's actually under the complaints category, but also they told me, I called the Public Service Commission, it's also for comments. So complaints and comments can be put on that website. Just Google Wyoming Public Service Commission and you'll see on their website a place to do that. So okay. We would appreciate any input from the public on trying to do what we can to make sure that this Senate File 159 has the ability to do what it's designed to do, which is make it so that we can find a way to find a legitimate buyer for the power plant and try to keep this going. So,
Kemmer City Administrator Brian Muir with us live on the phone this morning on the Spur and Swift 98. Brian, anything else you wanted to mention while we have you today?
Well, another thing that is interesting to this whole discussion is carbon capture, utilization, and storage. Some of you might, in the audience may know that Exxon is planning an expansion, investing about $300 million in the next two and a half years, 29 months, well, actually probably beginning in August of 2020, but which can bring basically 16 jobs, which are good paying jobs, to the area, to southwest Wyoming, and also a lot of temporary jobs as they're making these adjustments. But they see, Exxon has a vision of the potential for carbon capture, utilization, storage. You have the ability to sell it on the market and also to get tax credits for it. So I think it's going to be beneficial to us. And it's, they're actually, there's, we had a meeting with, along with all the along, we had a meeting with Lincoln County as well as Sweetwater County together. There's going to be some impact mitigation funds available based on some tax revenues that come out, and we're going to be able to also potentially hire some additional police officers to help cover the additional traffic that's going to be in our town, or not traffic, but, you know, the busyness that they're going to have with all of the people, the construction workers coming to town. So we're glad that the county's been working with us, and Sweetwater County is really good to work with our county and coming up with an ability to apply for Lincoln County. We're going to be able to apply for about $1.6 million. We just have to show a need and an impact and get some funding to help with lots of different projects in this area.
Okay.
So that's some hope on the horizon there.
Sure, absolutely.
One other thing. Oh, go ahead.
No, I was just gonna ask if you had anything else. So yeah, go ahead, Brian.
Yeah. So another hopeful, sunshiny announcement is we actually just had our city council has awarded a company called Global Location Strategies. They're actually out of South Carolina, and they are specializing in helping to deal with economic studies for industries like ours. They've worked with other coal mine communities, and they were awarded a grant to help us develop a study and a study to able to diversify our economy, strengthen our economy, and also potentially strengthen legislation in the area regarding preserving our energy industry. So we're really excited to announce that as well. That was done this Monday, approved by the city council, and we've got a really good group of people that are working together. I call it a think tank, our Kemmer Area Diversification Committee, just trying to come up with some solutions. So as well to work with these people and kind of give them some input so they can create a good study. And then, of course, we're going to hire an impact manager as well as part of that after the next step to help implement the plan. So,
all right. And so when do you, is that beginning now then, now that it's been approved? Are they starting the research right out of the gate?
Yeah, we're having a video teleconference with them on Tuesday next Tuesday to get the project started. And we're really excited. They've got a good team of people, and so do we. And I think together we can come up with some great solutions.
All right. That's Brian Muir, City Administrator with the City of Kemmer. Brian, as always, appreciate your time and the insights you give to us. Thank you very much.